So on the first episode of season four of the Colts Corner podcast, the boys will discuss school sports, the NFL, the beginning of the NBA season, the beginning of the NHL season, as well as the World Series.
Give it up for Naughty by Nature!
So, this first episode of season four of the Colts Corner podcast, obviously, Doug, Ben, Brian, and Mike Garafa have all left, and we'll miss them tremendously. But we got some new guys at the table now. Constantine Lambridis, which is I, Ben Dixon's brother, Ryan Dixon, Christian Selmayr, and Tyler Wichman. How are we doing today? First episode of season four.
We're doing great. Excited for another season of Colts Corner podcast. Great year ahead of us. Let's do this.
Yeah. And a great year for High School West school sports as the boys soccer team ranked 11th in the state. Am I correct? 11th? Yeah. Have made it to the playoffs and are looking very good before they will try for this league championship. Also, the girls team, 5th in the state. 5th. That's very good, obviously. They won their league this year. They're super excited to get to the playoffs. They have a bunch of tremendous players on the team. We got a joint article coming out tomorrow, I believe, about the boys and the girls playoff pushes. We interviewed a couple of their players, and it's sure to be an interesting read if you all will pick it up. The girls play tomorrow?
Yeah, girls play tomorrow at right after school. They play Harbor Fields, and it's looking to be a good game. I think the girls' high school West varsity team will take that home, and we'll move to the next round, hopefully.
Yeah, and the boys, I believe, play on Thursday. Not sure who they're playing right now. They will figure that out later. And it's been a pretty up-and-down year for the football team.
It's 4-3, not a bad record.
4-3, not a bad record.
Not as good as last year.
Not where they wanted to be, presuming. Just saying that last year, they did win the Long Island Championship. Their three losses coming against the number one, number two, and number three ranked teams. But they are probably going to clinch a playoff spot now. They only have, I believe, one more game to go before the playoffs. Despite these losses, they were all decently competitive games. And I believe they could still probably be a sleeper candidate for the title again this year.
Yeah, for sure.
And now the NFL is in its eighth week, or coming out of its eighth week, going into its ninth week. And it's been an eventful and interesting season, but not really for the Jets or the Giants, who I know we're all fans of in this room right now. What are you guys thinking about this season?
Yeah, the Jets are definitely off to a bad start. Giants definitely still off to a bad start, but still better than the Jets. Tyler, what do you think? What do you have to say about that?
For the Giants, Daniel Jones, you can't really expect much from him. He's a rookie quarterback. Maybe in the future, I think he'll be a pretty good quarterback, but for now, it's only his first season. So.
And, yeah, we got some Jets news. Constantine, you want to hit us up with some Jets news right now?
Yeah, and Leonard Williams been traded from the New York Jets to the New York Giants for a third-round pick and a fifth-round pick. Christian, I know you're a fan of both teams almost, so what are you thinking for both teams?
I mean, I think both teams know that they're probably not going to make the playoffs, and trying as hard as they can to make a playoff push this year isn't the smartest idea, and that both teams should just try to, you know, stockpile more assets for the future to maybe make a playoff push in the next few years.
Yeah, agreed. And another more breaking news for the New York Jets. C.J. Mosley, their star linebacker that they signed over the offseason, will be out 5 to 6 weeks, and that's not looking too good for the Jets.
Yep, C.J. Mosley with a very impressive week one performance. I believe he recorded the most tackles on the team then, plus a pick six, but he really has not been able to stay healthy this season, which is just terrible for not just the Jets, but for him, just considering that he's one of the best linebackers in the NFL and seeing what should be a prime season in his career go to waste here.
Yeah, for sure. His groin still hurting. 5 to 6 weeks, like I said. What about some more in the NFL? Have you got any other news?
The New England Patriots and San Francisco 49ers, I can't believe that, are both undefeated. Patriots, obviously, none too surprising because they've had a pretty easy schedule. I don't want to call it a cakewalk, but it was pretty much a cakewalk. The 49ers, though, do you think anyone expected the 49ers to be this good at the beginning of the season?
No,
the 49ers have played extremely well. They've added a lot of weapons to their defense, and their defense is looking really well. Joey Bosa looking better and better every week. And, yeah, I'm interested to see how they do in these next 10 to 9 weeks, right?
Yep. Nick Bosa looking very good out there. Richard Sherman obviously doing good. And another interesting storyline, Jimmy Garoppolo, Tom Brady's backup, is now the other lone undefeated quarterback with Tom Brady.
Yeah, and also another one of Tom Brady's old backups, Jacoby Brissett for the Indianapolis Colts. He led the Colts to a 15-13 win against the Broncos, and the Colts are looking pretty good this season. Christian or Tyler, any other news on the NFL?
J.J. Watt, big player for the Texans. They're making a playoff push out for the rest of the season. Constantine, any thoughts?
Yeah, J.J. Watt has been my favorite player of all time, and it's just a shame to see him get destroyed by injuries. He's had back problems. He's had all sorts of stuff, and it's just so awful seeing one of the best defensive players of all time just fall victim to just so many injuries.
Yeah, and other injuries in the NFL, of course, Matt Ryan, quarterback for the Falcons, even though their offense hasn't really been getting it going, or the whole team hasn't really been getting it going this season, they have a few offensive weapons, Julio Jones, Austin Hooper, Devontae Freeman, that if they don't have that elite quarterback, they can't throw to them. Alvin Kamara, even then with him out, Latavius Murray still had a big work day. Still, he had a great game. Matt Breida hurt his ankle. He was a little bit shaken up. They didn't really use him much in the game. Any other notable injuries we could talk about? And Drew Brees coming back from his injury.
Yeah, having Ben Roethlisberger injured through the whole season. Sam Darnold out with, it's still crazy to say, mononucleosis. That's just so.
Out indefinitely.
If you saw that graphic with him pointing to the camera and with them saying out indefinitely mononucleosis, it's just the most Jet moment I could possibly ever think of. And I believe that does it so far for the breaking news in football right now. And we will turn our attentions to the National Basketball Association, the beginning of the season. I believe most teams have only played 3 games, but a lot has already happened. Like, first, we are going to start out with the New York Knicks looking pretty much the same. But R.J. Barrett has had a pretty solid performance. What are you guys thinking about him and other rookies so far?
Yeah, I mean, that first game against the Nets, it was pretty – I mean, looked like it was going to be a blowout the whole game. But they came back pretty hard, came back pretty strong throughout the whole game. And even though they couldn't, you know, they couldn't win, they couldn't finish it, I'm still really proud that my Knicks came really close to being one of the most hyped teams this season.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So a little bit about my Brooklyn Nets. We got big, big electric Kyrie Irving this year.
You have to chill with the electric.
No, he's electric. He is the definition.
Kyrie Irving's an electric player.
Ben Dixon, if you're watching
I'm a Knicks fan.
If Ben Dixon is watching this,
tremendous
my older
player,
brother,
tremendous player.
He knows
tremendous player.
That Kyrie Irving is the definition of electric. Drops 50? Drops 50 in his first game? Are you joking?
I know his first game stats. I'm a Knicks fan that has to hear it all day.
He's insane. He clearly has had an impact on this Nets organization, and I'm looking forward to watch the whole season.
Yeah. Can't say the same for the Knicks, though. Someone who I am looking forward to watching the whole season, Tyler Herro, had a very good summer league preseason and has been having a decent regular season now. Him and Jimmy Butler, I'm sure, could really do some damage. And the Heat are actually looking like a legitimate team this year, just with him and some of the other guys that they brought in.
Yeah, agreed. He's a great shooter.
So
looking forward to that for the rest of the season.
Ja Morant with a little bit of a slow start, though. But he did drop 30-odd points last game.
Last outing against the
Brooklyn Nets.
Unfortunately.
Yeah.
Tough
loss for them. But it was just Jay Crowder with a phenomenal shot to end the game.
Yeah.
There.
Unfortunate loss for the Nets, but we'll move on.
Yeah. Other news, the Mavericks looking pretty good this season. Luka Doncic with one of the youngest players ever to record a triple-double, I believe. He's 19 years old right now, I think, something around there. He's doing very good with, I'm sure all Knicks fans know, Kristaps Porzingis. Just kills me to say that Kristaps, we traded Porzingis for to sign 5 power forwards in the offseason.
Yeah, it's unfortunate to say.
Yeah.
Any Knicks fans out there, I feel like you're missing him a little.
We are.
He's gotten a lot stronger, and I feel like he's going to be a really good player in the future.
He's a unicorn. Just too good.
Warriors have had a slow start. Without Kevin Durant, they just really seem to be struggling this season.
Yeah, also without a very important aspect on the team, Klay Thompson, Steph Curry's splash brother, is out for the whole year. Unfortunate to see if you're a Warriors fan. I don't really like the Warriors, so I'm pretty happy about it. But yeah.
Even then, he was still an exciting player to watch, dropping 60-point games on almost no dribbling, just draining shots. It was always exciting to watch. I would say he's
one of
the
best pure shooters, 3-and-D players in the league. They did bring in D'Angelo Russell, though. Ryan, I know you're familiar with him being a Nets fan.
Yeah.
Good player. Didn't really have that good of a performance against Oklahoma City, which they lost to. Tough game there, losing to a team that is projected one of the worst teams in the league right now. Even Steve Kerr, their coach, said that they are still searching for their identity right now. And who are the Warriors now that Kevin Durant is gone? Who are the Warriors now that they won't have Klay Thompson? It's pretty and scary thought if you're a Golden State Warrior fan.
Agreed. So should we move on to some NHL action? Or
Sure. Yeah, NHL.
Constantine does not want to move on to NHL.
No, love the NHL. Hockey, best sport in the world. I'm just a Ranger fan. That's all there is to it right now with a tough loss to the Boston Bruins, 7-4. Panarin looking good. Trouba looking good. Buchnevich, my favorite player, best player in the NHL, underrated, looking phenomenal as well. Tony D'Angelo, Mika Zibanejad, they just can't win. I don't know what it is. They just are not pulling it together.
And Tyler, and Tyler Christian and I, we root for the New York Islanders. Great season this year, 7 in a row. Started off the season 1-3, 1-7. We're looking good, boys. We are looking good.
We are.
Team's looking solid, like I said. Derek Brassard, our pickup on the offseason, starting to score some goals, scored in the last three. Barzell's looking great as always. And, I'm excited to see what this team does. For a very talented team, great defense, great coach as well.
Yeah, I mean, Barry Trotz, Stanley Cup champion. Having that on your team is always going to be helpful.
Yeah, although I'm a Ranger fan, I have to respect when a team's playing good hockey. You guys have just been, the Islanders have just been playing good hockey this season. Obviously, 7 in a row, won't lie. They've had their younger players, their role players really stepping up. It's just an all-around great season for them so far, and maybe they'll be able to keep it up, maybe they won't. But all signs point to that they will.
Yeah, number 5 in the new power rankings, so. Yeah. Looking forward to see if we can get to that number 1 spot, number 2 maybe. I don't know. Maybe.
Yeah. Interesting season. Interesting organization. The NHL, if you're not familiar with hockey and you just are an NFL, NBA, mainstream sports fan, I would really consider watching hockey. It's an electric sport.
Electric.
Very electric. Nothing like going to a game live. And a lot is always going on, but it's just kind of under the radar because of the NBA and NFL. All
right.
So, hockey, interesting.
Let's move on to the MLB, shall we?
We shall. Yeah.
All right.
World Series.
And, Astros.
Just to mention, the Sports Equinox, I believe it's called, something along those lines, where all major sports are being played today. We've got the NFL. We've got
yesterday,
I'm sorry. We've got the NFL. Who obviously played football on Sunday, the NHL, who had a couple night games, including the Ranger game last night, the NBA, who obviously had some games that we just talked about, I believe there was like a NASCAR race or something.
Yeah, there was also a NASCAR
race.
Like
that NASCAR race.
There was soccer.
Soccer going on. Pretty interesting.
Pretty much every sport.
A lot of sports being played. But the MLB Game 5 happened last night that Houston did end up taking.
Astros are looking pretty good after a slow start. Yeah. Went down
2-0 early.
2-0 early.
Just seems like whoever's away is winning.
Yeah.
It seems like it, but I feel like the Astros would take this World Series because they just have great hitters. I mean,
their pitching has been outstanding.
Outstanding
this whole postseason.
As well. Garrett Cole, great.
So amazing this postseason, as well as Verlander, and Greinke has been doing his part as well.
Yeah, although I hate to admit it because
being
they beat
Yankees
us. Very,
yeah,
yeah.
Very
beat us as a Yankees
loss.
Fan.
Very
yeah.
tough loss.
Oh, extremely tough loss. I mean, you talk about when DJ LeMahieu
hits a dinger.
Game tying home run. And then
only
Jose Altuve comes up all of a sudden, and he's like, "I'm the big man now," and he hits a home run right in left field.
I enjoyed that game.
I did not.
I did not enjoy that game. I enjoyed the game until the very last seconds of
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Like, is that a fair statement to make?
That's pretty correct. I would say that is that's pretty true statement. I also enjoyed the game up until that last 5 seconds.
Yeah, unfortunate.
Yeah, very unfortunate. An interesting storyline, though, the Washington Nationals, wild card team, I believe.
Yeah.
Lost
their best player in Bryce Harper. And I just can't believe it. Did anyone expect this at the beginning of the season?
No.
Juan
Soto is looking like a stud out there on the field.
On the base pads. Hitting, he's just so good.
I forgot what day it was, but I saw that sometime in May there was a 0.1 chance for the Nationals to get the pennant, and they did.
And they did.
If you would have told me
close
that
the, World
the Nationals without Bryce Harper would be in the World Series, I'd laugh.
Yeah, and the Phillies with Bryce Harper are going golfing right now. They're not up to something interesting.
Yeah.
But unfortunate to say, being a Yankee fan, I think the Astros are going to take this World Series next game. What are you guys thinking about this? Because I just want to hear your input.
Oh, I'm hoping it reaches Game 7, and obviously I want the Nationals to win, but I agree with you, Constantine. I feel like the Astros are hot right now. Their pitching is on fire. They're hitting dingers all of a sudden. And George Springer, Jose Altuve, they're going to win that game for them in Game 6.
We got a very interesting pitching matchup next game, too. We got Strasburg versus Verlander. That should be pretty interesting to see. Two very good pitchers.
I don't think the bats are going to be too active that game, at least.
Hopefully. If the if the Astros
cool
down a little.
Yeah, maybe the Nationals could pull a win out. Maybe the Astros are going to go in there with too much confidence. And would go and lose that one, but that is just a Yankee fan letting his fandom cloud his judgment there. And finally, instead of topic of the week, we have some hot takes. One hot take from each member at the table, and the rest of us are going to debate the validity of it. We're going to let
Christian take this one over.
We're going to let Christian start.
My hot take is that Christian McCaffrey is not the MVP of the NFL. All
right.
And that Russell Wilson is. In my opinion, running backs shouldn't be credited a lot with the offense. The O-line, in my opinion, is the strength of an O-line is almost equivalent to the strength of a running back. Like, obviously, a talented running back like Christian McCaffrey is going to do better than a not-talented running back. But when you see Russell Wilson, how he's leading his team, he had, 107 pass attempts without a pick? Not many other QBs can say that. Even
something
elite QBs,
like that,
even elite like Drew Brees, Andrew Luck, Peyton Manning, they can't even say that. But Drew Brees has been leading his team to wins and wins. And even if the Panthers had a running back that wasn't as good as McCaffrey but still decent, they might still be a playoff team. But if the Seahawks didn't have Russell Wilson, they'd be nowhere right now. So Russell Wilson definitely my MVP pick.
Yeah, agreed. He's definitely making that team a lot better. Tyler, what's your hot take of the week?
My hot take is that the Rockets will go under 500 this season. I just think that there's no team chemistry between the two stars there, Harden and Westbrook. And after that, there's really not much crazy talent there. I mean, you've seen it their first few games. They're really struggling to work together. They're 1-1. I mean, they haven't really faced the crazy tough portion of their schedule. So I think that they'll go under 500. That's just my opinion.
Yeah, I see what you mean there, and I'd probably have to agree with you there. That's a pretty hot take, but like you said, there's just no chemistry between Westbrook and Harden. Both are the two they're the two most ball dominant players in the NBA right now. I just really don't see them really doing too much damage this season. Ryan, you want to give us another hot take?
Yeah, my hot take of the week is Uncle Drew, Kyrie Irving, will win MVP of the NBA if he stays healthy and if the Nets stay healthy. And I'm just going to put it straight out. He is the best. He's playing the best in the NBA right now, in my opinion. And I feel if he keeps this up, he will win MVP. He's averaging 37.7 points per game, shooting 45.6%, averaging 6.3 assists, 5.7 rebounds. He's just, although the Nets are 1-2, he is really taking over that team, and he's really showing what a leader really is.
Yeah, I could see that. He's obviously been phenomenal. 50 in his debut. I believe they won that game too. And I don't see too many scenarios where he doesn't keep dominating like he is right now.
Yeah.
And so I'm going to end this one with my hot take that Gardner Minshew will beat Daniel Jones for Rookie of the Year, and he is a better quarterback than Nick Foles and should take the starting role from him. He's just been phenomenal this year. They've won, I believe they've won a couple more games than they lost in this stretch. He's just making everyone better around him. I really don't see Nick Foles isn't too much of a regular season performer. He hasn't done too much in the regular season apart from some stuff that he did last year. He does have a Super Bowl championship to his name, but Gardner Minshew has that mustache, and I don't think you can really beat just everything that he's got going for him.
Yeah, I agree. As much as I hate to say it, Gardner Minshew did stamp on the Jets a little on Sunday, and he made some couple great plays. I remember he was running out of the pocket, and he hit his wide receiver, great pass for a touchdown. I'm really excited to see this guy in the future, and I think I agree with you. He's gonna win Rookie of the Year.
Constantine, I'd just like to clear something up. Do you think Daniel Jones is better than Gardner Minshew?
I think Gardner Minshew is better than Daniel Jones right now. And he will win the Offensive Rookie of the Year to go with.
I'm a bit biased as a Giants fan,
obviously,
but I don't agree. I think Daniel Jones is more talented. I think Gardner Minshew has more help around him. That's just my opinion, though. So,
yeah. All right. We'll see come the end of the season.
Through the season, so maybe one of them can turn something around and really assert themselves as a better QB. But right now, I think it's fairly even.
Yeah. And that is the end of the Colts Corner podcast, season 4,
episode 1.
We'd obviously just like to thank Mr. Doxy, Mr. Rashudi, the administration, Dr. Catapano, and the class of 2016 for donating everything that we have in our podcasting setup. We really, really could not be able to do this and come in every week if it wasn't for them.
And especially, Doug Latuca,
yes.
Ben Dixon, Michael Garafa.
Brian Flatow.
Really setting a precedent for what the Colts Corner podcast should be. Just want to thank you guys. We really hope you're listening. Hope you're doing great in college.
Yep. Great mentors.
Wish them luck. Great mentors. Learned a lot from you guys. And we will see you next time.